2016. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. And thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And thou shalt love the neighbor as thyself. And the young man saith unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? And Jesus saith unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell all that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Lord Jesus, we pray tonight, God, that you would touch us, Lord God. I feel your presence here right now, God. I feel your mercy in this place, Lord God. Touch us and move, God, with your word tonight, God. We thank you, Lord. Minister to somebody's need right now, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise you, God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. So many times we are like this rich young ruler. Amen. We go around doing everything we know to do that's good. Most of us here will help just about anybody. We'll go and give alms. We'll do all kinds of things. We'll bless and we'll help. But this man was searching for more. And he came to Jesus seeing something good in the master, seeing something good. And many times we come into this place and we know that God is good. We know that God is on our side. We know that he's here and he's helping us and he's by us. He protects us and prayers go up and you know, when we're sick and he takes care of our needs, and we know God is here and we know God can do good things. And here's this man. He's coming to Jesus wanting more. And Jesus talks to him and says, you know, you want more here. Have you done all the commandments? Yes. I've done everything that I know to do that's right. I've done everything that is right in the eyes of God that I know to do. Okay, here. Then sell all that you have and give to the poor and come follow me. Take everything you got right now. You know, your life is all, you got all your ducks in a row. You're following the commandments. You're doing good to the poor. You're giving. You're blessing people. You're being friends with people. You're giving everything you can. Just go, you know, sell everything you got. This is what you can do. And come and follow me. And you'll have eternal life. I think God's asking somebody tonight here. What are you holding on to? Whatever this young man had hold of, all his riches, all his wealth, all his money, he was holding on to. And it was more important to him than God Almighty standing right in front of him. An eternal walk with God. One that's going to take him through the eternal times of life. Was standing right before him. And so many times we come into this place and God is offering that same thing to you. What is it that you are holding on to? Amen. Is it worth losing out for eternity? Amen. That man had wealth. That man had prestige, I'm sure, in his business community. And he thought, man, I'm doing everything that I know to do to live righteously. But God checked his heart. Said, all right. Okay. You got it all under control, hot shot. Go out tomorrow and sell it all. Amen. Sell it all and come and follow me. Amen. So many times we hold on to things in our life. God's been calling you and he's been speaking to you. He said, give this to me. Give this to me and follow me. Come on, you've got something you're holding on to. I've been asking you to do this for me. Now I want you to give this to me and come and follow me. But we can't because of how we've tied into things and how we've tied into our comfort of life and how we've tied into the things that keep us from doing the real, true will of God. Jesus is asking tonight, why don't you sell it all? Why don't you sell out tonight? Give it all. Go give it all to the poor and come and follow me. Amen. He's got a plan for your life. Amen. If that man would have followed him that day, God would have rewarded him and blessed him. Amen. And he would have had truth. Amen. Hallelujah. You cannot go wrong with truth. Amen. God will never leave you nor forsake you. I don't think God needs your money. Amen. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns the wealth and all of those things. But the reason he asks us to give is to show a condition of our heart. Amen. To show that we are willing, God, to trust you no matter when. I know the bills aren't paid right now, but God, I feel you want me to pay this right now, God. And I because I'm going to follow you regardless of my lifestyle, Lord, regardless of how you've blessed in my life, I'm going to follow you. Amen. Are you willing tonight to follow God in everything? Hallelujah. To give it all to God. Amen. What keeps you right now from serving God? Amen. Is it worth an eternity? Is it worth giving your life up? Amen. Giving all that you have. Amen. It's worth it all. Amen. One touch of his spirit in your life, you'll be dancing, you'll be shouting, you'll be praising, you'll be thanking God. Man, what was I thinking? Why? What have I waited so long for? Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, man, this thing is real. Amen. God can move in your life. He can give you power. Hallelujah. To do things that you never dreamed you would do. Amen. But if you will walk with God and trust him daily, hallelujah, he will give you the power you need. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll give you the power you need to speak. He'll give you the power you need to talk to people. Amen. That's what he meant in Acts 1 and 8. It says, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. To what? To be a witness. Amen. To share this gospel, to share this power. Amen. To be strong in the Lord, not a wimp. Hallelujah. God don't need wimps in the kingdom of God. Amen. He needs men and women that'll stand up and say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed to stand for truth. I'm not ashamed to look different than anybody else. Amen. Because I'm holy, because he's holy. Amen. Hallelujah. And he lives inside of this holy temple. The Bible says that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's where God's residing, in your temple. Amen. That's why I got to clean my life up. That's why I got to repent of some sin. Amen. Get God in there. Get the blood all around me so that the Holy Spirit can dwell in his temple. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't have ownership over that when I give it to God. Amen. I've got to lay it down. The things that keeping me from doing what God wants me to do. Amen. We got to lay it down. It's not worth carrying this riches anymore. Amen. Because I want to be with you. God, I want to be with you. I want your power in me. I want your glory inside of me. My friend, today, the Bible says, is the day of salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One day you're going to stand before Jesus Christ and he's going to say, what have you done for me? What have you done for me? He's going to require some things of us, church. Amen. He's going to go down some things in our lives and say, did you do anything for me? Amen. Or was what you were holding on to worth losing out for eternity with God, with me? Amen. In my throne. Amen. Was it worth it? I'm here to tell you there's nothing worth losing out with God over. Amen. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Amen. God wants to show you his mercy and love. But he's asking you today, lay something down that you're holding on to right now. That's keeping you from doing my perfect will in your life. Hallelujah. Some of those things can be our jobs. We get so wrapped up into our jobs. And God is calling us to something higher. Amen. It can be anything in our life that we're holding on to. And God's saying, lay it aside. Let me in your life. Let me work in you. Amen. Hallelujah. If you will come to Jesus, He will show up. Amen. He will make a way. Well, you say, well, I can't see a way. Neither could that rich young ruler. He couldn't see, how am I going to make it? How am I going to do this? Amen. How am I going to live my life without the wealth that I have attained? I don't believe for a moment that God wanted his wealth. I think he wanted his heart. He wanted his heart. And that's all God wants in the requiring of you, is for you to lay your life down. Amen. Lay your heart down before him. Amen. Surrender to him. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Jesus prayed that prayer at a garden. Amen. He said, not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Hallelujah. I've got a plan. I've got a purpose why I'm here praying. I've got a purpose. It was for you and I. Amen. He laid it all down for you and I. Will we not take one little thing that we're holding on to and lay it down for God today? Amen. He wants you to lay it down. Stop holding on to what's keeping you doing the will of God. Amen. Sell it all tonight. Sell it all tonight. Turn it over to Jesus. The old song we used to sing, turn it over to Jesus, turn it over to Jesus, turn it over to Jesus, and what? Smile all the rest of the day. Come on. The weight of life will trouble you. It will sadden your life. It will keep you stressed out. It will keep you bound in bondage in your life, and you'll not be able to lift your head above the shadows. Amen. But you can walk to an old-fashioned altar and say, God, I surrender to you. God, I surrender my life to you, Jesus. And I'm not holding back anymore. God, take me as I am. Hallelujah. You can bless me tonight, Jesus. You can minister in my life tonight, Lord. You can help me, Jesus. You can be where, you can show me the way. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ will show you the way tonight. He will help you out. Amen. He will give you the power you need to stand up and do the work of the God in your life. Let's stand tonight. Hallelujah. Why don't